Hello, everyone, and welcome to Traveling with Françoise as we kick into the travel hour of the show. We want to welcome all of our friends in Arizona, all of you that just were getting out of church. Hope you had a great service there, and just everyone, welcome to the show. Streaming live, listening on your AM, listening on your FM, however you are listening, it is great. And your free app. We have a free app here at Money Radio as well. So to listen on all your mobile devices. Joining us in the boardroom is Sean Flanagan. Hey, Sean.
Good morning.
Kind of casual, aren't we?
We are very
We're sort of laid back. Last weekend show was so hectic.
It wasn't on this side.
Yeah, well, it was on my side. So hectic when you have guests coming in quickly that you don't even know who your guests are going to be till the last minute, more often than not, and just putting in your mind an interview segment together. Very, very hectic. So today I'm kind of laid back, kicking back, and just sort of going with the flow here. So it's a nice problem to have. Great to have you all with us today. Of course, again, it's a fine Sunday for all of us. All right. During the week, well, I want to say today's show is presented by McDonald's. So we want to thank them as always. I love their, I grew up on McDonald's. As the commercial says, I grew up on McDonald's. I'm one of those. I'm a hamburgers and french fries gal. Overall, if I don't know what I want, I always go back for the, I'll just go for a hamburger and french fries. I'm more than happy with that. Anyway, they do such a great job there. So we want to thank McDonald's for being part of Traveling with Françoise. Okay. So as I said, during the week, a lot of things going on during the week that I went out to Carlsbad. I went to Legoland for the opening of their castle hotel, which was really quite something. Now, the weather was 62 degrees. It was very chilly, and it was beautiful, but very. I had a jacket on. Of course, people that live in the area, they were wearing shorts. But even the morning of the ribbon cutting, there were jackets on because it was very, very cold there. But they had horses and all sorts of fun stuff, medieval knights. And just I was the first person to sleep in the room that I had there at the Castle Hotel. Of course, they had their old Legoland Hotel. And then they just built another one because Legoland is becoming so popular. And I was just totally impressed with Legoland. I was blown away by things that they made with Legos. But I was going to say the whole property itself knows their market. They know their market. They know who their customers are. They know there's a certain age group. I'm going to say about 13, 12 and under. Those are the big those are the people that are attracted. The kids are attracted to Legoland. And then there's a big gap. It's not really a place for teenagers so much, but adults have a ton of fun there. There are a lot of rides. There's a lot of things for the kids to do. I really say that I encourage grandparents, adults, take your kids to Legoland because it is fascinating. It's educational in a way that they don't even realize it. But it's not that craziness of Disneyland. You know,
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah, and Disneyland is sort of getting people are saying now they're getting a little bit of an identity crisis in a way because they're pushing the alcohol to the adults.
Oh, are they?
Yeah. I mean, that's a big moneymaker.
Well, yeah.
But yet, they want them not to get drunk.
Right. You can't push it to people and then be like, oh, we'll just have a little bit, though.
Right. And because all those kids are there with them. Because, you know, they have their kids. Of course, then Disneyland is a big place for teenagers, and a lot of teenagers like to go and hang out there. You won't find any of that at Legoland. You really won't. It's really all about the family having fun.
Well, that sounds good.
Yeah, it is good. And the hotel, the Castle Hotel, I took a ton of pictures. I posted them on Facebook. I'm going to do a segment on KESQ about it. But my room had two rooms to it. When you walk into the right, there is a room with a flat screen and a wall where they can build all these Legos with three bunk beds in it for the kids. And then you walk, then there's a restroom, and then you walk around the corner, and there is a room for adults. And I think it was a queen bed. It could have been a king, but I don't think so. I think it was a queen, but new, very comfortable, big flat screen television in there for the adults.
Right.
There's a refrigerator, a safe, a little closet with a door open. I did not notice any workstation. Obviously, you're not going to Legoland to work.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, you really don't. They have free Wi-Fi, but the walls are all covered with like pictures. I'm sure it's some sort of wallpaper, but it's pictures of Lego people and wizards and and magical things. And at night, you can turn a light on, turn everything off and a light on, that there's little sparkle things that light up in the wall.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And these little vases that light up different colors, like they're potion containers.
That sounds pretty cool.
Yeah. It was really, I was fascinated. I had a lot of fun. And I like to say, they know who their clientele is, and that's who they cater to.
Well, that's what you need to do if you want to be successful.
Well, yeah, and they are obviously expanding to a second hotel now.
Right, so they're doing something right.
Everywhere you look, there are Legos for kids to build stuff with. Everywhere.
As I'm not stepping on it with my bare feet.
No, they have them in contained areas. I thought to myself, though, I thought that in the lobby hotel, they have this huge, big bin
exactly.
of Legos.
And you got kids that are running around, yeah. some carrying, some not.
Right. Yeah. And you had to have an adult walking around putting the Legos back in this big container. But they even have an aquarium. They did a great job on an aquarium that they have there. Yeah, I know. It's funny because there's Legos everywhere.
No, I'm picturing, you know, the guy that would follow the horse in a parade? I'm picturing the same kind of person doing that with Legos.
With the Legos.
Just sweeping up Legos.
Right. They can be everywhere. They were somewhere. I even picked up a few and threw them back in there because I figured somebody's going to run over with a barefoot, some little kid, and hurt himself. But they have a beautiful aquarium there. And they're also making this sea life adventure where you're going to go in a submarine and go around this big area where there's a bunch of fish and stuff.
That'd be cool.
Yeah. No, they're doing an excellent job. So I'm not trying to sell Legoland to anybody. I'm just saying that it really is quite an adventure for kids 12 and under with their families, or I'm going to say grandparents taking their grandkids. I don't, again, see it so much as a teenage place because the rides, there are some roller coasters and stuff, but they're not... They're very short, so they're little. There's one that's kind of long, but overall, right. it's for kids and families. It's just what it is. And adults like me who were totally enthralled. You know, Jack was laughing, going, "Geez, you really like that place." I was just blown away by what they did.
I think it's kind of the neglected place. You know, everybody always thinks about Universal Studios and Disneyland, and there's kind of these staples. And I know I've never been to Legoland, but everybody that I know that's been to Legoland has. Really, really enjoyed it. And it's kind of like that hidden gem still a little bit.
Right. It is, I would say, pricey. I'm not going to say it's any more expensive than Knott's Berry Farm or any of those places.
Right.
The atmosphere is a lot more casual, a lot more relaxed. You don't have to stand half an hour in line to go on anything,
which is good.
To get food. It took, 5 minutes in line to get food. And they have restaurants there for adults and kids and ice cream. And they have those vendor stands where the kids can play games, you know, win a big stuffed animal and all that kind of stuff. And the rides were pretty fun rides. I went on some myself. Yes, I did. So keep that in mind. Look it up. I tell you, if you have kids 12 and under, I was watching the kids too, and their eyes were as big as can be looking at all this stuff. And then they'd walk up to a wall in the lobby that would start speaking to them. They would say, pull the knocker. And then in the elevator, it says, now, no setting off any magical spells while you're in the elevator, because we don't want to wake the cats up. And when you walk by some of the statues, they would make noise. It would be a horn blowing, like a pronouncing that you're here, or a witch saying something. So really, really a lot of fun. All right. That's about it, really. No.
Fun. It sounds like a lot of fun.
It is. So I posted a bunch of pictures on my Facebook page, Traveling with Francoise, and I will do a segment next week on KESQ about it. I'm trying to get together a package, an overnight stay with some Legoland tickets to give away on the show.
That'd be fun.
Yeah, so I am working on that. Also right now, happening out in Borrego Springs, because we are in the travel. Of course, that was in Carlsbad. But if we go the other way into Borrego Springs, right now, the Borrego Springs Resort, they are the host of the... The Badwater Salton Sea 81-mile ultra marathon. Wow. These people are going to be running Sunday and Monday. They go this long 81-mile marathon from the Salton Sea. Luckily, it's not a gazillion. I mean, they've been out there when it's been over 100 degrees, but this is something that they do. They have 96 runners, 37 two- or three-person teams representing 22 U.S. states and 11 nationalities coming from Australia, Brazil, Canada, Denmark, Germany, Italy, Japan, Mexico, Philippines, United Kingdom, all doing this out there in Borrego. So you might want to hop in the car tomorrow. They're doing it today. You can still have plenty. It takes only 90 minutes to get out there. They will be checking in at the Borrego Springs Resort and Spa. That is their host hotel. So, again, pretty exciting stuff. I don't know. They go at elevation gain of over 9,000 feet. Because, you know, the Salton Sea is below sea level out there. So quite, boy, that sounds awful strenuous to me.
Very.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm just not a runner. If you've ever seen me run, you would laugh and go, wow.
I'm barely a walker.
Yeah, you might want to give up running. And we do have some industry news, believe it or not. We do have some more tickets to the Living Desert to give away in Cabot's Pueblo Museum, if you are so inclined. With that note, we're going to step aside. We want to, of course, thank all our sponsors. Remember, you check out the website, Traveling with Francoise. We'll be right back with some more industry news. Stick around. Welcome back to the show, everyone. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise. I am Francoise Rhodes, your host. Joining us in the boardroom, as always, is Sean Flanagan. Of course, after you've listened to us for the last hour and a half, you know Sean's going to be living in a yurt. I will be working at Legoland, so who knows how long we'll be live. We'll be on the air. I don't know. But until then, we'll be here every Sunday. All right. Right now, this segment is brought to you by the Braille Institute in Rancho Mirage, offering free programs and services for seniors and others living with vision loss due to macular degeneration, glaucoma, and other conditions. Call the Braille Institute at 760-321-1111. All right. And as far as what is going on in the world of travel, all right, the first ever flight from L.A. to Buenos Aires begins in December. American Airlines will be doing that. We'll add new flights to Mexico, the Caribbean, and Latin America. Most notably, it's launching the first and only nonstop service between Los Angeles and Buenos Aires. The new flight will utilize the Boeing 787-9 aircraft. And so it is open for reservations. All right. A lot of airlines in the news with all the Southwest stuff. I mean, and the engine's just coming apart. And
it was a common piece to the engine, wasn't it?
It was the fan.
Yeah.
That one of the blades that came off. And, wow, that was just, in fact, everybody that was flying on Southwest that had that seat, of course, all comments were all over the place everywhere.
Right.
But wear and tear, you think about it. When you're flying, every time I'm in a jet, for some reason, I always seem to be near the wing. I don't know why, but and then I sit there. And how many of you do this out there? You're sitting there staring at the wing, looking for anything suspicious.
Right, which if you're looking for it, you're going to find it.
Yeah, I mean, something looks a little loose, yep. A piece of tape's coming off.
Does it look like it goes all the way together? It looks like it's come loose.
Exactly. Yeah. Oh, my God. And then what do you say? You look around. Does anybody else notice that? I don't know. And then I look at the scenery. But it's like as if I'm checking it out, I'm going to tell the captain, hey, I think we have a problem after we take off. Yeah, all right. AAA hotels, they upgrade their criteria now on how they give all their ratings, their diamond ratings, all the requirements for that. There is a big ratings guidelines that they go through. But what they're looking for now, what they're adding to this ratings guide is they are now considering scores consider the connective technology a property offers clients, including availability of free Wi-Fi, access to USB ports, robust mobile apps, interactive kiosks, mobile key technology, and the availability of digital messaging services. So that is now all part of the AAA ratings that you get at hotels, which really, the first thing you ask is about the Wi-Fi a lot of times.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's the password? What is it? And I notice all the newer places that I stay, or at least where they've refurbished all the rooms, they all have nightstands now that have plugs in them.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So you can plug everything. Before, maybe you had to go in the bathroom and plug your phone in.
Or something somewhere. Yeah.
Yeah. Or behind a desk down at the bottom, a lamp or whatever, and plug the lamp. But now there are plugs all over the place. All right. Another industry news. It's no secret that Gen Z has burst onto the scene and is nipping at the heels of the millennials for the title of the most coveted targeted demographic. The generation born in the late 90s and the first decade of the 2000s is increasingly driving travel decisions and dollars and has industry leaders racing to stay one step ahead of the digital natives' expectations. In less than 3 years, Gen Z will account for 40% of consumers with disposable income. That is something. That is people born in the late 90s and the first decade of the 2000s. I just figured out what a baby boomer was.
Yeah, I feel like it changes as time goes.
Yeah, the baby boomers were born in 1945 to 1965, right in there.
Because now that means that you're telling me that I would be a millennial then.
I think you, yeah.
But I thought I was that Gen X or whatever.
There is another one.
Everything changes.
There is a Gen X in there. Yeah, you might be a Gen X. That would be the next one from Gen Z. And Jasmine, she would be a Gen Z. When was she born?
Z. She was in 2004.
Yeah, there you go. So she's a Gen Z. So anyway, there's all these names for all these, but they say they have a lot of disposable income. Where are they getting it, though? From their parents?
Yes.
Yeah.
They're getting it from their parents.
From their parents, exactly. All right. Athens, Greece. In a deal worth up to $5 billion, Greek airlines Aegean said Wednesday it will buy 30 new Airbus aircraft with an option of additional 12 to upgrade its fleet as the country expects to break tourism records. Well, good for them, because they had a drought in tourism there for quite a while, and it was really tough on them, on their economy. Listen up, travel fraud is on the rise, and it's quickly becoming everybody's problem. Travelers, hosts, and even huge companies are vulnerable. Thieves steal on average between $283 and $588 per fraudulent transaction. In total, fraud costs billions of dollars each year. Airlines alone lose from $2.4 billion to $4.8 billion to credit card fraud annually, and it happens at virtually every point in the industry. I personally have been attacked by fraud. I have a couple times now have had people book cruises on a credit card that they got. Yeah, I've been canceled and started more credit cards than ever. How I got in the system, I will never know. But yeah, they would call up, but something looks suspicious, so I would get a credit card. And I'd say, really, I wish I was going on that cruise. Yeah, but not. So anyway, it says the travel industry is an easy target for fraudsters because bookings are intangible. You don't need to be picked up like a physical item and perishable. They happen quick, so companies are racing the clock to detect and block a bad purchase. Yeah, I mean, you can book a trip. Let's say you do it fraudulently. Someone can book one right at the beginning. Or would it be the beginning of your credit card? Before you get your next statement, go on the trip.
Yeah.
You don't even know.
Until your next statement.
Your next statement comes along. Yeah. So they're really fighting it. I have to say, every single time I've had that problem, the companies have been fantastic. They've said, not a problem. We will take care of it. And then you go over your whole list and see what transactions are yours and what aren't. But they've been really good about it.
Right,
but it is.
I feel like they have to go after. I think it's good that they, you know, are helpful. But at the same time, I don't think the people are being punished enough.
Right.
Like, there has to be a way to go back on the camera and figure out what person was using that to. You know what I mean? And it's good that they help you, but the people who are committing the crime aren't being punished, so they're just going to do it to the next person.
Yeah. The problem with some of them, they actually could pinpoint some of the other fraud that I've had. They could pinpoint an address.
Yeah.
And they would send someone to that address where they were having items delivered, and they say a lot of times there's no one even living there.
Right. Yeah,
it's a vacant.
They have it sent to a vacant.
A vacant place.
Yeah,
as far as the credit cards, what they're doing now is they're seeing. They say it's good that you let them know that you're going to be traveling first of all, so they're aware.
Right.
But if they see that you just made a purchase in, let's say, Palm Desert, and an hour later I made a purchase in Florida,
right?
Something
doesn't match.
Yeah, something doesn't gel. So they're trying, but it's tough because a lot of these people, they steal and they bail out and they're gone.
Well,
so
with
just
the internet, I can make a purchase in Palm Desert and then an hour later one in Florida. Really?
Yeah, yeah, you can. So it's tough.
Yeah.
Yeah, but sometimes you can see that they're physical.
Right, they're physically there.
Yeah. So anyway. All right. But anyway, be careful with check out your credit card statements and be, you know, protect your stuff. Protect your items. All right. Passenger. The 3,900 passenger Carnival Horizon was presented to Carnival Cruise Line at the shipyard in Italy. The new ship will be christened by Grammy Award winner Queen Latifah on May 23rd in New York City before heading to Barcelona for Mediterranean voyages. Building the world's largest ship took some 36 months, involving 4,700 shipbuilders and crew. Royal Caribbean International receives a Symphony of the Seas, the world's largest ship accommodating 5,500 guests with 2,700 staterooms, and that is coming out of the shipyard in France. So all these gigantic big ships, but if they're organized right, you know what? You don't even really notice it. It's not the days when they would herd everybody in and out at the same time. They have systems down now where you go at this time and this time and this time. Anyway. All right. Marriott International this week dedicated a new concept hotel in Irvine, California, where it will test new innovations and services. The Marriott Irvine Spectrum will offer elite status guests a virtual reality experience and Bluetooth-activated key cards that allow staff to offer more personalized service. I actually turned my Bluetooth off when I was in Legoland. Like, something was running down my phone. I could see the little wheel.
Oh, it was trying to connect to something.
Trying to connect to something, and I couldn't figure out, because I wanted to take some videos, and I noticed that it was just draining. Something was just taking away my battery life.
Right.
So I started looking at my apps, and I noticed that the Bluetooth was the one that it was searching. So I just turned it off, and you know what? As soon as I turned it off, my phone immediately stopped going down.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So,
yeah, because it will just keep turning on and looking, and it will find stuff, but you're not doing it, so it doesn't go to the next step. So it just keeps
searching, yeah. Right. So I wasn't looking to connect. So just be aware of that as well. All right. Half a dozen smaller airlines have begun reporting flight delays and disruptions to the transportation department. Debuting with mixed results in January, they say 18 reporting airlines had a 79.6% of their flights arrive within 15 minutes of schedule in January. The on-time rate was down 80.3% in December, but a lot of the weather has been affecting all this. But the point of this is that now the smaller airlines are now reporting as well their performance, which before they really didn't have to, but now they are doing it. And American Airlines is warning of higher fares because of gas consumption. The gas goes up. That means the fares go up on the airlines. Try to book some of these trips that you had planned now. Don't wait till the end to get a good deal because the prices are going up.
Well, how come if the price goes down, the price doesn't go down?
Well, it does a little. Come on, Sean. It's business. Yeah. It does a little bit. They say the prices were down. They were at $1.70 a year ago for airlines. Now they're up to $2.10. All right. Stick around. We have some more. We're going to tell you how to find out what's happening here in the Coachella Valley. This is something different. Stick around for more Traveling with Francoise. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the show, everyone. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise. I am Francoise Rhodes. You probably know that by now, though, since we've been on the air for an hour and a half. Now, I'm doing something a little bit different this Sunday. We have someone in studio with us, first time on the show, Craig Campbell. Hi, Craig.
Hello, Francoise. What's happening in Coachella Valley?
Yeah, well, I know. That's kind of you. And we're going to talk about it. First, I have to ask you, I've always never understood why they put a P in Campbell.
A P in Campbell. Well, this is my theory.
C-A-M-P-B-E-L. That throws me off every time.
Well, think about it this way. It's Campbell.
I thought
about that. And considering that's a Scottish name and the largest clan, the only thing I could think of, this is my own theory,
okay. Is
that obviously we were in charge of the dinner bell, Campbell. So as a result, since we are in control of the food, obviously the largest clan. It's just something I thought about.
Are we supposed to say Campbell or it's Campbell?
Well, it's Campbell.
I know.
It is Campbell.
I know. I know you didn't come here to talk about that, but every time I see that spelling, it just throws me for a loop. So what I'm doing, folks, is, you know, we always talk about travel here on the show, the second hour of the show, of away from the Coachella Valley. But a lot of you don't realize that we have our Arizona. We're syndicated in Arizona. We have our streaming live listeners. We have people, my sister in Germany and other places that listen to our podcast or listen to the show streaming live or however they listen. And I thought it would be fun because the first hour I always dedicate to events going on in the Coachella Valley. But I wanted to bring Craig on because, first of all, he does a phenomenal website, CoachellaValley.com.
Well, thank you so
much. I mean, I applaud you on that. I love your website. I've sent other people to it now. They look at it and they go, wow, really organized. You do such a great job.
Well, thank you. You know, it really helps to be the generic name. I mean, we're CoachellaValley.com. That's like the 1-800 contacts, yep, or flowers. So it's been really a lot of fun to be able to be kind of a promoter's promoter. And mm-hmm. we're always thinking about positive people, places, and things. And appreciate that very much.
Yeah, it's almost too simple, CoachellaValley.com. I really mean, everybody wants this really hard name that they can barely understand. They have to write it down. And I even look at it once in a while and go, it's that simple, CoachellaValley.com.
Yeah, you know, people will look at me and they'll go, Coachella Valley. I'm like, yeah, like where you live? you know, like where we are, like what you're experiencing now.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, CoachellaValley.com. Mm-hmm. It's that simple.
So I thought it would be great to have you on to let people on the outside, because you're very comprehensive. Now, I work with the Desert Entertainer, and they are a once-a-month publication. They have their online, but you're completely different. People submit events to your site all the time. A lot going on. So I want you all to remember this name, so simple, CoachellaValley.com. And when you're coming into town and you want to know what's going on, besides listening to me in the first hour of the show.
Of course.
This is really an excellent site to go to. So, Craig, how long have you been working with this website?
So, CoachellaValley.com, I actually acquired that domain name in 1996, if you can believe that. And I kind of put it in pocket. Palm Springs was kind of the name, I think, out here. But when Golden Voice and the advent of Coachella and Coachella Fest, it really brought the popularity to the word Coachella again. Mm-hmm. And that's half my name. So about 5 years ago, we went out and decided that maybe we would bring this name out and did a little bit of polling. And people said, you know what we need? We need to know what there is to do out here, things to do. That's mm-hmm. the thing that seems to be missing. There's things that's not clear and available. So that's the road we started to take about 5 years ago in adding content. It really started with just a Facebook page. That's how I started it, on a Wednesday on September 17th in 2013.
Nothing else to do. I'm just going to put a Facebook. And he remembers all this. I have to look. I barely remember when I start anything.
Oh, my gosh.
I know, 16 years now with a radio show. That's all I remember. But you know what? I have kept every single sheet where I have my guests. I have these, you know, dates like you probably. It's a chart, but I used to write it on a yellow pad with the guest and the date. And isn't that funny how and I look back and I go, wow, all these people I've had on the show.
Well, it's pretty incredible, because within about – I was thinking, you know, I had a few friends. I would put a few things up, mm-hmm. you know, a few events, try it, see what it would be like. You know, maybe I'd have 100 fans at the end of the year. And literally within 90 days, we had 5,000 fans. And that Facebook page has grown to be the most liked, engaged page. There's 126,000 fans.
Wow.
There are months where there is literally a million reach on mm-hmm. that Facebook page alone, filled with incredible pictures, media, more events, and really positive people, places, and things. News that I think inspire us to want to live here in lifestyle and can really showcase where we live. And it's really exciting. It's really fun to be a part of.
And it's a lot of work. We'll get into that in a minute. But don't you find it interesting? Because that's how I started the show. Originally, when I first started, it was called Get a Life with Brent Suarez.
Get a Life.
Get a Life.
I mean, let's get a life.
Yeah. Because people were saying, they'd come out here and they'd say, gee, there's nothing to do out here.
I mean, are you kidding me?
And that's what I would say. I go, what? And they go, no, how do you know to go do these events? And I, well, part of it because I was kind of in media, because I was a writer, journalist. I still do that as well. But when I'd hear that, it would just shock me that people would think that there's nothing to do here.
Well, you drive by I-10, you look to your right or left, whichever side, and you're kind of thinking, well, it looks like there's some sand and some palm trees growing. And you don't really know that once mm-hmm. you really get inside here, just the incredible plethora, the amount of events, people, the creativity that's out here, the amount of money that's going into events.
Yeah.
I mean, we have the world's largest music festival right down the street.
Right down the street.
And now we have Stagecoach, which is its counterpart and sister, mm-hmm. finishing up tonight, and it just never ends. You mentioned Joshua Tree Music Festival. We got Splash House coming up in June.
Yeah.
Our summer parties are getting ready to roll. We just saw each other at the Indian Wells Music Festival.
That's right.
And that was a lot of fun. Another unique environment, venue at the Indian Wells Tennis Garden, outside. Mm-hmm. I mean, and it had rock, blues, jazz, and country all together. So,
yeah, I think next year is going to be bigger and better for Fitz with that event, because it was a changeover from kind of Fitz had that reputation of jazz, whatnot, but now he's doing everything. He's such a great promoter, and he's so good to the bands and stuff, bringing bands in. And we have incredible musicians right here that live in this Coachella Valley all year long.
That's so true.
That are playing everywhere, and that's what blows my mind. I'll go to this, and I'll hear somebody sing or something. I'll think, wow, I mean, it's really, you don't even sometimes have to leave. Now, I had to Diane Williams from Diane Williams and Associates on the show a couple weeks ago, and I love having her on because of her insight of the real estate market. And she is saying now, where before in a lot of the country clubs that there was a big drop in the percentage of year-round residents. She said there has been a huge jump. 44% or even a little bit more now are year-round residents here, where before, remember, they'd get out of town.
That's right. They'd be out of here by April.
Exactly. I mean, that's
like
it.
You said, once they did their taxes, which you didn't do, I heard.
No, I did do.
Oh, you did
do. I did
do.
I was done with them.
Oh, okay,
yes.
Fine.
I did that.
It was
Don't
your
worry.
Guest.
Yeah. No, Sean did do this. And you know, a bunch of people are going to be worried. They'll be sending me emails saying, does Sean need help? They do this all the time. I tell Sean, don't say this stuff on the air. But he does, and they get all paranoid.
Well, he needs help, maybe. Yeah, that's why he's doing it.
His wife is fantastic. Don't worry. She'll get it all taken care of, yeah. But it's pretty funny. But anyway, what was I saying? You threw me out there. I don't even know what I was saying. But no, she was saying that the – and I see – you see you're a year-round resident here,
mm-hmm. right.
I think. Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. We have another brand. It's called Today's California. So we're starting to branch out a little bit more and get out of town here in summer and things like that.
Oh, boy. I can help you with that.
But absolutely. Yeah. Been a year-round resident here for a long time. And summer really brings a whole new outdoor world. Mm-hmm. A lot of hiking, a lot of outside activity. And high desert and exploration.
Which is surprising because we get a lot of international visitors that want to experience the desert in the summer. Go figure.
Right.
But they hear all about it.
That's
and
right.
They want to see for themselves what it's like. And they'll come out here. And, of course, we still have everything, the tram, the Air Museum, Living Desert, all the big attractions stay open. We're huge here for 4th of July. But it is interesting that you still get people, I'm sure you get it all the time, that will walk up to you and say, what do we do here?
That's
What's there to do?
Right, exactly. Yeah. What am I going to do? Well, let's see. You still have an hour at the street fair if you want to head on down to COD, right?
Mm-hmm.
You had Stagecoach. I would recommend tonight. It's a full moon. We got a pink moon tonight, April 29th. And just go take a hike to the Cross, which is fantastic in Palm Desert. I mean, the views are incredible. It takes you 30 minutes to get up there. Mm-hmm. And absolutely free. Take your family, take your dog, do whatever. I mean, there's always something going on out here.
I totally agree. And the website to go to, you can catch the stuff I talk about on the show is on my website, Traveling with Francoise. I just highlight basically what I talk about.
Right.
Because I don't have time and room and all that, but you have pages. But I printed out, here's the deal, folks. I went to CoachellaValley.com and thought, I'll print out a little bit because I knew, Craig, that you were coming on. I'm really excited about this. I think I'm on page 5 here of things going on and places to visit, popular places. We have, of course, featured events, trending events, I don't know, just so much, page after page after page, and popular places. And I like the fact, too, that for me, working with some of my clients that don't understand how to post things or where to post them, I'm posting them on CoachellaValley.com.
Well, that's the thing. Not only is it a asset for people that want to find things to do, but we're open to promoters. We're open to restaurants, hotels. I mean, if you have an event that you would like to post, it's absolutely free. I mean, of course, we can expose you in different ways and bring more focus to an event. But as a community service, any person that has an event, and I would even consider an open house or a garage sale an event, because I like to go to garage sales. And it's really difficult to sometimes find these things in one particular space. And it's filtered out by city, by different cost points, by different activities. So you can really drill down, find some things that you like. You can look at a week. You can look at a month. You can look at a day. But we really want to invite people to log on to CoachellaValley.com. And it's simple, very simple to add an event and begin to put it out there. It creates a little URL that you can share on your own Facebook or Instagram or your own website and so on and so on. So we love it. And that particular calendar is actually being used, the software that we're utilizing, in 300 major universities. So it's a very powerful software, and it really allows for you an easy entry. And as a result, we produced this calendar that people are utilizing.
No pop-ups. I have to say this. Not that I meant to interrupt you, but it keeps sticking in my – you have no pop-ups. Thank you.
That's right. No ads. Nothing flies in. You don't have to click it off. If you watch a video, you don't have to wait for ads to run through. And so –
and I want to talk about the videos, but we need to take a break. So we're going to step aside. When we come back, we're going to cover a little bit more travel info that I have to tell you about. Craig's going to stay with us. We're going to talk about the videos on their site, his site as well. So stick around for more Traveling with Francoise. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the show, everyone. You're listening to Traveling with Françoise. All right. As we're talking, do a little bit something different today. Normally, I have guests from all over the world on the show, but today I have a guest from right here in the Coachella Valley, and that is Craig Campbell. So it's great to have you with us.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate you inviting me out.
Yeah, because he is with CoachellaValley.com. Check it out. I want you to go to the website and check it out. That's all I ask. You don't need to just check it out. It's that simple. But before we go there, I want to give a heads up to Angel View Mart throughout the Coachella Valley. Remember, if you have a bunch of stuff, you go to garage sales. You have a bunch of stuff. You don't need all the stuff in your RVs and your boats and all that sort of stuff. Take it over to Angel View, gently used or new items. And they do such a great job because they have all their Angel View homes that with their clients with life-changing disabilities. So go to the website, angelview.org, and we thank them always as being
Well, that's
part
where
of
we
show.
Met. In fact, you were emceeing the Angel View fashion show at Ironwood. It was quite a lot of fun. I had a chance to be able to shoot some photos of you, so you better be good to me.
Yeah, I saw one that my mouth was open. I don't know. They put that one on the Angel View. I said, did Craig do that? Thanks a lot, Craig. But yeah, no, they do such a good job. And that's where we sort of stumbled upon each other. I would see you, and I know Jill Hayes is sort of a go-between. She kept saying, do you know Craig? And I'm sure she was saying, do you know Françoise? And she said, you two really need to meet because you kind of do the same sort of thing in a lot of ways.
Yeah, we met there. And then we ran each other at Fashion Week on El Paseo.
Yeah,
Then the next month, it was the Indian Wells Music Festival, and now we're here.
And each time he says, Françoise, do an interview, and I go, okay, sure, we'll do it tomorrow, and then I never show up. So, anyway, I want to tell you about a few trips, though, with adult customized tours. They have ACT. They have the Best of the Orient. That is Bangkok, Singapore, Bali, Hong Kong. This is going to be a phenomenal trip. First class hotels and airfare, and is for $29.95, and that's in October. So look at all the things happening with adult customized tours. If you want to go whale watching, Dana Wharf whale watching, that would be a fun show for you guys to do.
That would be a blast, yeah.
Go do whale. They're great out there, Donna and the gang. It's her father that actually started the whale watching companies along the California coast.
I mean, that's incredible. Yeah. You know, do a little live broadcast, maybe catch a whale or two, talk to a few people.
I don't think you catch them.
That's true. With your eyes.
But now, of course, with drone technology, they send their drones out off the boats when they're out there, and they take some amazing videos as well. We also have Ave Maria Pilgrimage. Now, these are more spiritual renewal type of trips to the Holy Land, and she has a lot of great trips coming up throughout the year. They're going to Slovenia, Croatia, just some incredible. So go to their website, which is Ave Maria Pilgrimage, and check it out and see what they have. And I talked about the Borrego Springs Golf Resort and Spa. They have that big event going on right now out in Borrego Springs. Have you been out there?
Absolutely. I mean, the adventure out there in Borrego Springs, obviously one of the largest state parks.
And the Borrego Desert State Park.
That's correct.
Over 600,000 acres.
And we go out there and film and explore and enjoy and do videos regularly out there. It is an extension, I think, of the Coachella Valley. It's easy to get to.
Yeah, 90
and
minutes.
It's just an experience to live for.
Well, you've done the statues, and you've been...
That's right.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Goleta Meadows.
Goleta Meadows. Have you been to Fonts Point?
Have been to Fonts Point. Fonts Point. If you've never been to Fonts Point, it's really the Badlands. It's a little Grand Canyon, really, and it is impossible to really describe with words, and even in a picture, it does not capture it like it is to go out there. And you have to, you know, you're on a dirt road for about 4 miles.
Yeah, four-wheel drive or walk or hike in. That's the only way you're going to. Don't take your car. Almost before I had my SUV, one day I kept saying, I need to drive out there, but I had a really low, a Volkswagen CC. Anyway, it was really low to the ground, and I'm so glad that I did not attempt that, because sometimes I just say, oh, I'm going to go for it.
Just going to do it.
Yeah, and then I do it.
The adventure in you just gets you there.
AAA saying, what the heck are you doing out here? But anyway, the Borrego Springs Resort and Spa, like I said earlier, they have that big marathon, that Salt and Sea 81-mile trek going out there, but that is the place to stay out there in Borrego Springs. So anyway, so always check it out when you go out there. All right, Craig.
Yes.
We have Craig with us. He is with CoachellaValley.com. They do an amazing job promoting all things happening here in the Coachella Valley. You're going to expand outward. Craig and I are talking about how we can actually combine our resources. We'll figure that out on our own, but I think we could have some fun with all this. Videos. You love to do videos. And what are your subjects? Because people love to look at videos.
Well, I mean, So what's really cool about how we've established CoachellaValley.com, it's a very open platform in that we invite people to give us videos, give us pictures. We have over 175 different contributors currently to Coachella Valley. So we get tons of videos that come in from everything from eye reporting, you know, meaning breaking news, to maybe a particular event, stagecoach, and so on and so on. And then we also have our own. We're a media company and cover a lot of different events. And so we go out and do our own videos, and we just do walkabouts as well. We do live broadcasts, a lot of live broadcasts. Just yesterday we were up at the cross, and we kind of gave a the moon was out. It was just beautiful out, and about 12 minutes of just the live broadcast up there teaching people what they can do. Here's the stat that you need to know. So 2017 – off of CoachellaValley.com and our social media assets, 175 million video views.
Holy smokes.
CoachellaValley.com on CoachellaValley.com. I mean, it's just really unbelievable.
So who do I have to know the owner? I have to submit my stuff to
absolutely
who is
not.
That guy? What's
absolutely
his name?
Not. You could, you know, we will take it. We really like you can give us through Messenger. We love Facebook Messenger because you can move video around very easily in pictures.
Oh, really? I always fight Messenger.
Oh, Messenger's just become something really incredible. They've really upgraded it, added so many different filters. It is something that Facebook's made a huge commitment to in both advertising and as a business tool. It's got some chat bots, some automation and things that are coming on that really are, I think, exciting for businesses, but really exciting for media companies as well. It's a great way. You can send stuff to us via email. You can send stuff to us through a Dropbox link. You can do it through Messenger and send videos, send pictures. And we put out a lot of contributed photos. And like I said, 175 million video views in 2017 and a wide variety of topics.
But the point, too, from people just sending them to you is to go and look at them.
That's true.
You want to go and look at them. Now, do you have to be a subscriber to go to your site?
So you do not have to be a subscriber at all. We offer an opportunity for you to subscribe to an email list that will give you events and different topics and things that we highlight every week. But absolutely not. There's no subscription. There's no amount of money. And like you said, there's no fly-in ads.
Thank you. Well, so I just, again, folks, the reason for this, you know, I always like to switch it up and I'll bring people in here. You never know who I'm going to bring on the show. It's just things that I find interesting. And I just found this interesting. So I want you all to take advantage of it. So besides that, let's talk about travel. Where do you think you're going to go on your little travel adventures for California?
Well, you know, you mentioned the Cherry Festival, but I like the Lavender Festival. In June as well up in Cherry Valley.
Do you like it?
Well, where can you go where there's live lavender and there's just fields of it, okay? And it's harvest time. So could you imagine just fields of this magnificent purple that's everywhere, and it stands on a farm that's been around for 100 years. So when you're there, there's an oak tree that I believe is 2,000 years old that's there. That's gone through fire and everything else, but it's still
there.
Still standing there. So it's just up the road. You know, it takes you 30 minutes. It's a little bit cooler up there as well because there's some elevation. And if you love lavender, I mean –
Do you get to pick the lavender?
Yes, you can pick a little bit of lavender. I mean – what you get to do is you can walk literally through the fields that are live there. And as a result, I don't know if they really would want you to pick it.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
But
there's probably some.
It's
incredible. I mean, really, you got
to
go do it.
So there you go. There's a travel trip right there. You don't even have to stay the night.
That's
right.
You
can just go to the Lavender Festival, Cherry Festival, all these festivals, music festival happening in Joshua, just all around us, not very far away. Brigo Springs, only 90 minutes. Julian, I'd give it about 2 hours to get to Julian, maybe, where the apple pies and all that sort
and
of stuff. Have you been to the Mount Palomar Observatory?
I have been there, and I love it. And, you know, we have our own little observatory that just got built here in Rancho Mirage,
Library. It's very
and
exciting.
That, I mean, it's really... Yeah. Really incredible.
It is kind of cool, isn't
it? You know,
it?
Yeah. I mean, I cannot wait to spend a little bit more time there. Mm-hmm. Always, you know, when I was a kid, planetariums, something about the stars, something about something beyond myself, you know.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why adventure and travel is so much in my heart and it's why I want to express it and share it with everybody.
Okay, we'll go to Legoland. I just was there.
Well, there you go, Legoland.
I
know, you
just so much fun. It really foretells. Again, you will be, if you're kind of, your brain kind of works like mine, we see things and we just become obsessed sort of, because we're looking, always looking at places and things to do and whatnot, and you get there and it really is, it's something, I tell you. I don't know. Anyway, well, Craig, thanks so much for joining us. It's a lot of fun.
Francoise, I really enjoyed it. I appreciate you having me out here, and I'm really looking forward to continuing to connect with you and teach people around the Southern California, Arizona, and the Coachella Valley about what's happening here in the Coachella Valley.
That's right. So again, his is CoachellaValley.com. For Craig there, and for me, you know, it's TravelingWithFrancoise.com. Sean, thank you so much in there, for, as always, for being with us. It's time for us to go. So everyone, we'll be back next week. What are we doing next week? We're going to have an author, a lady who broke boundaries with women and traveling, and we have some other authors on and a whole bunch of stuff. And as always, remember, it's never too late to get a life. See you next time. Bye.